rest of the year.
Injuries, Casey Matthews has a concussion, Ryan Rowe has a high ankle sprain. Obviously not a good enough performance today against the Giants. The guys I thought played hard, they gave it their best shot. Too many things happened early, and we were never able to recover from it. Time's yours.
Andy, on the opening long side kick, did you feel like the momentum was there, and then what happened on that play with Michael?
Listen, he got hit and ball went high, sailed on him, and threw an interception. So, but that's what happened.
And did you feel like that was your last game as the head coach of the Eagles?
Oh, I don't know. I'll meet with Jeffrey and we'll talk.
When are you
leaving? Probably tomorrow.
There's already a report locally that you have been fired. You say you've not met with Jeffrey at all?
I haven't talked to him about any of that. No.
What are the emotions of 14 years with this going?
Well, we're not there yet, so I'm. But you know, I've loved the Philadelphia Eagles, so I mean that's how I feel. So I love every minute that I've had a chance to coach them.
Do you want to come back?
Listen, I'm all in.
And every week after every game, you've been up here very stoic and even keeled. Has this been the toughest year of your life professionally and personally? And how have you dealt with it?
Well, listen, by record, it's obviously. The toughest. I mean, you know, we weren't very good. Coaching, and that's my responsibility, and playing, which is my responsibility. So I take complete blame for the year. I mean, that's what I get paid to do, and we weren't good enough.
What went wrong?
Listen, you guys have written about it. You just go check your notes. I mean, we didn't win enough games, and each game had its own identity, and we weren't good enough.
Well, today's game, the identity of today's game, do you feel the players played hard to do what you wanted them to do?
Well, we don't play to lose by that much, and to have the other team score that many points and us not score enough. So that's not what anybody wanted.
Nambi was okay.
Nambi's okay, yeah.
No injury there,
Nambi's okay.
Reason for pulling him, was that related to the...
I just thought it was the right time to do that.
Andy, all year you've talked about playing to win and improving no matter what the situation. on 4th and 5 at midfield there, you went for it. Would you have always done that, you think, or were you just...
Well, listen, it's a situation, right? So we want to take full advantage of every play that we had a chance to take within reason, and so that's what we did. We tried to exhaust every play.
So do you feel like the team needs a new voice, or do you feel like you can still get through it?
Oh, listen, I'm not that philosophical. I haven't been in that area. We just finished our last game. I told you before, I put my energy into that. I'm sure there'll be time for all that, but that's not. I haven't gone there. I've tried to put together something to beat the Giants, and they were the better team.
Did you talk to your players at all leading up to the game or after the game about all the speculation that's been going around, and to address them in a specific way?
No. Listen, I mean, before the game, you're trying to get ready for it, and after the game, these guys are, they gave what they had. So, I mean, there's nothing to say there.
So what was the message just now?
Do you typically meet with Jeffrey every day after the final game of the season?
Yeah, we normally talk, yes. Yeah, and we normally talk a few times during the week, so.
Talking to the team in those few minutes in the locker room, what'd you say?
I just that there'll be better days ahead. So,
do you think Michael Vick took a step back this year, and how do you think he played today?
Listen, I'm proud of him for going out and getting in there and competing. I thought he did some good things. He was a little rusty, I thought, at the beginning, but I thought he did some good things there.
What about the season? As good a quarterback now as he was in 2010, do you think he's reverted or lost something?
No, listen, he'll have better days ahead of him. So.
And this is, in fact, your last game. How would you like to be remembered here in Philadelphia?
Oh, listen, I don't know. I'm not that sentimental. I can tell you I love Philadelphia. So I love the fans. I love everybody but you.
Can you think of anything that would have made this year different? Anything that you can see
right now that would turn this around?
Well, you know, you start off 3-1, and you got to build on that. We had a couple tough losses in there before the bye week, and things seem to go south from there, and that's how it works. So, I mean, I'll let you guys put all that together and figure that out. I'm going to go back and go through all the games and look at those.
Knowing the way the business works and knowing that you're meeting with Jeffrey tomorrow, can you just talk about, I guess, your thoughts and feelings going into that meeting? No, I mean, this isn't a regular
act. Well, listen, I've been doing it a long time, so and I have a lot of respect for Jeff Lurie. So I go in eyes wide open. I understand either way. I understand. So that's how it is. I mean, this is the business that I've chosen, and I've been very fortunate to have been here as long as I have. And if I'm here again, I'll love every minute of it. If I'm not, I understand that too.
So. Andy, you had a lot of years where you came on strong at the end and then made bad years good years or good years better years. Did you find yourself wondering why this year was different, why you couldn't get that spark on?
Well, things didn't bounce away. We need them to bounce, you know. I'll take that. That's my responsibility to make sure we get to that point. And I didn't get the troops rallied like we needed to. So that's how it works.
What do you think will factor into Jeffrey's decision?
Oh, listen, I don't know. I don't know. But whatever he chooses will be the right thing. So that's it'll be best. He's always done things for the best interest of the Eagles, and I completely understand either way. Yeah.
You said before the season that 8-8 would not be acceptable. You need substantial improvement. Were you a little surprised that he kind of set a bar for you?
No, listen, our bar was higher than 8-8. So. For all of us, and Jeffrey included. So we didn't reach the goal that we wanted to, and then when it drops down into the area that we're at, that's not good enough. So, you know, we've got to be a better team than that.
Last one, guys. Knocked you down a little bit, I mean, as far as your ability as a coach, what you can do?
No, listen, I've got the same energy I've had. I'm disappointed in the season, very disappointed in the season. But I understand this business. I know how it works. And, you know, every once in a while you're going to have a year like this, and you got to fight through it. You got to be tough enough to do that as players and coaches and learn from your mistakes and get better. And so that's how I go about my business.
Okay. Thank you.